Now, here's a woman. I don't know this woman. She's a little older than I am. But this is, we're strangers, I suppose, to one another. We don't know each other. But here's a, you, when you go home, you read this case right here now, you find it in St. John, the 4th chapter. Jesus and a woman talking. Now, she's not that same woman, and I am not Jesus. But His Spirit is here. His Spirit. Then He sent gifts into His church. What is a gift? It's a way, a secret, that God gives a man to know how to relax himself and just throw himself aside and let the Holy Spirit move through him. See? Now, if I don't know that woman, never saw her in my life, how would I know anything about her? I couldn't know her. But I'm sure that He who I'm speaking of knows her. And He promised that the works that He did, I do also. He can't fail. I can fail, but He can't. If I can just get myself surrendered to Him, then He'll talk to the woman. Now, if she's sick, if she's needing help, financially, physically, whatever it is, I don't know. Whatever it is, Jesus has already appropriated that far. How many knows that? But that might, what if he was standing here, what if he was standing here with my suit on that he gave me? What would he do? Would he say, now come here, I'll heal you? He couldn't say that. He's already did it. He would only declare himself to her that he was the Son of God and this was his promise. Is that right? That's what he does tonight to his church. Now if the woman with her hand up, both of us are past the middle age, knowing that we've got to meet God, now let her be the judge. If the Holy Spirit, how many seen the picture of it? Let's see your hand. Oh, they got it back there, I think the boys have. They got it signed by the government. The only supernatural being was ever photographed in all the history of the world. That's right. They got it right in your own picture now, hanging in Washington, D.C. in the Religious Hall of Art. The same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel. Because the same one, Jesus said, I came from God and I go to God. If I do not the works of my Father, then believe me not. But if I do the works, though you don't believe me, believe the works. Now, do the same thing tonight. If this Spirit that I'm speaking about, the Holy Spirit that's on the born-again church, if that Holy Spirit don't do the works of Jesus, then it's not of Jesus. But if it does the works of Jesus, now the scientific world knows that it's the same looking object, the pillar of fire that followed the children of Israel. Now, if that was the life that was in Christ and bore that kind of fruits, then if it's in the church, it'll bear the same kind of fruits. Is that right? That's the way it was at the beginning. All right. May the Lord bless. Now, each one of you that has a prayer card, look this way and believe. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to change this kind of a prayer line altogether, I believe. The next night, we're going to change it all the way around again. See? And whatever, if you have a prayer card and not calling the line, hold that prayer card. We're going to get to it. Just remember, hold it. Now, I've made a statement from the Bible. I quoted the words of Jesus Christ, that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, first, here's a woman like it was at the well. We meet. Know not one another. If the Holy Spirit can use me to tell her what her troubles is, like He did the woman at the well, how many in here would accept it and believe that it's the truth? If both of us with our hands up, think we've never met before. Now, sister, I just go to say a word or two till I can, like He did. He began to carry a conversation with the woman until he found where her trouble was. And then he said, he got to talking to her and said, bring me a drink. Do you remember the story? Bring me a drink. And she said, well, it's not customary for you Jews to ask the Americans such. It's a segregation. We have no dealings with one another. He said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. And then she said, he said, go get your husband. And she said, I have none. He said, you have five. And the one you have now is not yours. So you said, right. Now, she didn't call him like the church of that day did. They said, he's Beelzebub, the devil, fortune teller. She said, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. Now, we're looking for a God prophet to come called the Messiah. When he comes, he'll do those things. But who are you? Jesus said, I'm he. She left that water pot and took off as hard as she could. Said she wanted to spread the news. Come see a man that told me these things. Isn't that prophet Moses spoke of, that the Lord our God should raise up? Isn't this the very Messiah? Now here we are at the end of the age again. Anyone with normal mind knows that we're at the end of the age. We are. Our sister standing here now, if you can still hear my voice, she seems to be moving from me. I see her. She's suffering. She's got a growth on her body. And that growth is on the left breast. That thus saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is true.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
You believe now?
Hallelujah.
Let her be the judge.
Hallelujah.
You say, Brother Branham, you might have guessed that. No, I never. I've never seen the woman.
The
let her stand there a minute. You're a fine person. Your spirit's just royal, you know, it's a welcome. You feel with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
You're not from here.
I've been 38 years.
38 years with the Holy Ghost. You don't come from the city, though.
No.
You're from Fresno.
Right.
That's right. Miss Foster, you go back home. You're healed. Jesus Christ. Do you believe? How do you do? We're strangers to each other. The Lord knows us both, doesn't He? If the Lord Jesus will tell me your troubles, then you'll believe Him with all your heart. You're not here for yourself. You're here for someone else. And you also come from Fresno. That's right. And you're standing for a friend that's got mental troubles that you're praying for. Isn't that right? You believe now you're going to find them different? Go and find them that way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have faith in God.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
How do you do? We're strangers to each other, but the Lord Jesus knows us both. You believe He can reveal your trouble? That would let you know that He loves you. You're a Christian, a believer, and from San Jose. That's right. And you're standing for somebody else. That's your husband in a mental hospital. That's right. Take that handkerchief to him. Don't believe. Pray that God will send him home to you well.
Amen.
Have faith in God.
Hallelujah.
Are we strangers to each other, ladies? We are. Just a moment. An evil something struck by this woman. It wasn't on her. The dark spirit, that's not what's wrong with her. Now, somebody in the audience, just a minute. Here it is. Young lady sitting here having epileptic spells. That's true, is it, lady? Raise up your hand if that's true. All right, go home and believe, and it'll leave you. What did she touch? What did that poor girl touch? The high priest. That isn't what's wrong with the woman. The woman's suffering from a nervous condition. That is right, isn't it, lady? This lady here. She's also got a bladder trouble that bothers her. That's true too, isn't it? And you also got a growth that's under your left arm. That's right, isn't it? Go home and be well. Jesus Christ will heal you. If you just believe with all that's in you. Do you believe, sister, with all that's in you? I do not know you. Never seen you in my life. We're perfectly strangers. There's an older person appeared here then. A vision. Let's see just a moment. The Lord God of heaven knows the secret of every heart. The Bible said the Spirit of God, the Word of God, is sharper than a two-edged sword, discerning the thoughts of the mind. Oh, it's your mother that you're praying for. That's right. It's your mother. And she's not here. She's not even in this country. She's in a country that's real cold. Michigan. That's right. She has multiple sclerosis. That's right. Send her that handkerchief. while the Spirit of God is on you. Take it and send it to her. Believe with all your heart, and she'll come out of it if you believe. God bless you. You believe with all your heart? If God doesn't help you, you must die. You know that. Cancer. Now, just a moment. That hideous thing. Now, there's another demon like that in here screaming out. A woman's shadow with a dark shadow, but that spirit of cancer is screaming to something else for help. It's another cancer. Laying on that cot. He thought he'd get by with that, but he didn't. Rise up, sister. Have faith in God. Go home and be well. You too, sister. Jesus Christ make you well. Let's praise God for His goodness. Hallelujah. What did she touch? The high priest. You believe, sir, with all your heart? If I didn't say nothing to you, you'd still believe you'd heal, wouldn't you? Go home, eat your supper. That stomach trouble's left you, and you can go home and be well. You got a nervous heart. You believe He healed you? Go on your road rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, and be made well. Come, sister. The blood condition, anemic. You believe He'll heal you? Go on your road rejoicing. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing you. When I spoke cancer a while ago, a funny feeling come over you. It left you. Just go ahead. Go on, leave now. In the name of Lord Jesus. Lord, diabetes. But believe with all your heart, it'll leave you. Go believe it now. Don't doubt. Nervous. Ladies' trouble. Also got a heart trouble that's bothering you. You believe? Go believe in the name of the Lord Jesus. Have faith. Do you believe it? What about you out there with no prayer cards? Do you believe God? Have faith in God. Touch His garment. What did that poor little dying woman touch there? Here sits a man sitting way back there looking at me. Got something wrong with his leg and sinus trouble. Sitting right there on the end of the seat. You believe, sir? All right. With the white shirt on, stand up on your feet and receive your healing. Jesus Christ makes you whole. You believe? Here sits a little Mexican woman sitting at me right here now. You believe, sister? With all your heart? Right here? No trouble. Have faith in God. Rise up and be well. Do you believe with all your heart? What about you, lady? We're strangers to one another. God knows us both, doesn't He? You're suffering with a nervous condition. Real nervous. Let me say something, too. You're Catholic by faith. That's right. That don't have nothing to do with it. You come here to believe that you're going to get well. God's going to honor you. You believe me to be His prophet, His servant? You do. All right? You come with somebody else. That's her sitting right down there. She's got a rash all over. That's right. She's Catholic also. There's three of you together. The other lady's sitting right next to her. She has something wrong with her foot. She's Catholic too. That's right. You believe me to be God's prophet? I'll tell you something. You got a husband that's sick too, the lady on this end. He has heart trouble, doesn't he? That's right. Raise up your hand. God bless you. Go home. You're all three well. Go home and believe the Lord Jesus. Have faith in God. Do you believe Him? With all your heart? Then let me show you the glory of God. Lay your hands on one another right now while the whole building's filled with the power of God. Lay your hands on one another. Didn't the great holy Christ say this? The one who knows the secret of the heart? These signs shall follow them that believe. God bless you, sister. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Pray for the people sitting next to you. Lord Jesus, we come with the name of the Lord Jesus, presenting it to God our Father, praying that You'll heal the sick and the afflicted. Let it be tonight, Lord, that every sick person that's standing in divine presence They go from this silly tonight perfectly normal and well. They had their hands laid on one another while they stood here and seen the power of the resurrection of Christ to make well the people. Let it be so, Lord, that they will believe from this hour on in Jesus' name. While you have your heads bowed, just a moment, would there be in the church tonight, in this building, someone who doesn't know Christ as their Savior, would like to walk up here forward just now to confess Him in the presence of the Holy Ghost, to take Him as your personal Savior? Would you come while we keep our heads bowed and sing the verse of this song? Will you do it almost persuaded while we sing that? Would you walk up here, take Him as your personal Savior right here tonight? This will be a thanksgiving you'll always remember. You'll have something to be thankful for. Will you come while we sing now? Oh. How to believe, almost persuaded, Christ to receive. See now. Won't you rise up and come up here just a moment? Go. Could you turn the Spirit of God away who's talking to your hearts right now? I don't say He isn't, because I know He is. Convenient day on the cloud. With your head bowed now, listen. Christ, the Son of God, His Holy Spirit, in the Bible, when He was here, the Holy Ghost dwelling in the fullness of His power in the Son of God, done these very same things that you see do tonight, are being done, rather. He did these things, promised that in the last day, just before His coming again, that the church would rise in this same power and would do the same thing. Every Bible reader knows that Jesus Christ promised that. Now, He's not concerned on what church you belong to. He isn't concerned on what denomination you go to. He's concerned about you as an individual. Have you received Him as your personal Savior and been filled with His Spirit? If you haven't, then you should come. If you have, then no matter what church you belong to, you're still His. But that you accept, Jesus said these words, except the man be born again, he will in no wise enter into the kingdom. Now I'll leave it with you. Here He is. I'm willing to pray. He's present here. The whole building's charged with His presence. The same kind of a service that's taken place in the Bible is taking place here before your eyes tonight. The same Jesus, the same actions, the same fruits of the Spirit, everything, the same signs, the same wonders, the same miracles. The same Spirit and a picture of it here before us. And it's proving among us. I'm looking straight at it now. Here it is. Will you receive Him as your Savior? If you will, come forward when I sing this one more time now. Almost persuaded, harvest is past. Almost persuaded, doom comes at last. Will you sing it with me? And let every person that doesn't, is not sure of your salvation, come now. Persuaded. Won't you come? Time is fleeting. This path. Almost the Now, with your head bowed, I'd like to ask you this question. Is there some in the building here tonight that would like to be remembered in prayer, just didn't even have the courage to come up? And that last word, here comes two men leading an old woman coming to receive Christ as their Savior. Some of the workers come forward. If you, in this building, want to be remembered, and it won't be lost, almost, but will have another chance, raise your hand. Say, I ought to have come myself. Would you raise your hands? I want to see if there's any sinners among us. Be that much witness with your hands up that you ought to have come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I knew it couldn't be wrong when the Holy Spirit told me to make that call. I knew that it couldn't be wrong. I knew it. Is there others that raise your hand? Say, pray for me, Brother Branham, while you're praying for this dear woman. God bless you, lady. God bless you, sir. God bless you, lady. See, God bless you, sir. God bless you, and God bless you. That's God bless you. That's right. The Lord bless you, and you, and back there, the Lord bless you. All right. Let us bow our heads while we're praying for her. Lord Jesus, let the Holy Spirit now come to this poor dear person standing here. May she receive that what she's asking for. When we were making calls for the sinner, she's old, she had someone to lead her up. May she receive the blessing that she's asked for. Remember, Father, those out there in the audience that raise their hands, they know that they should have come. Give them another chance, Lord. I pray that not to be evil, but that they won't have any rest tonight or tomorrow night or any night until they finally surrender to you. That seems horrible to pray that way, Father. But Elijah prayed that there would not even be any rain fall on the earth until the nation repented. And for 3 years and 6 months it rained not. Now, Father, I pray that these people who know they should receive you, that you spoke to their hearts, but the enemy is trying to hold them back. Lord, make it miserable for them till they finally repent. Grant it, Lord. May they not be lost. But some glorious hour, maybe in the next hour, before they leave this world, may they have that golden opportunity again to receive Christ, their Savior. Grant it, Lord. Forgive us of our sins. Bless us. We're thankful that we believe in our hearts that you've healed every person. To see this stretcher-bound woman a few minutes ago laying here dying, now she's up giving praise to you. From death unto life you have brought her. Others in the building, when you said to your great church, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. These believers laid their hands on each other and have prayed. Certainly they shall recover. Thanking you for all that you've done, praying that you'll be with us and bless us in the further part of the service. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you now. Let's stand to our feet while we sing, I love him. I love him because he first loved me. All together now. You in the room, you stand up for the prayer line. Go back home. Claim your healing. You're well. Go back home. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for my healing. All right. Right. Now remember, is there anybody here for the first time? Oh, my. Thank you. You see, I wish they'd all come at one night one time. Has anybody here ever been in one of my meetings before? Let's see your hand. Well, look at that. We're so happy you're here. I may have to go through this just a little bit. I purposed in my heart to do something else tonight. I purposed in my heart just to bring that prayer line right straight to you and pray for them. That's what I was thinking of doing. That's the reason I call that line. I might have to explain this to some of the people, the newcomers, in a few just a minute. You see, we believe we're living in the last days. We believe that Jesus Christ promised when he's on earth, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. He said, a little while and the world won't see me no more, yet you'll see me, for I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Now, if we can find out what Jesus was a long time ago, the works that he did, then we can find out the works that he'd do now. Is that right, newcomers? Now, let's just take just a moment and find out the works that he did. Let's just think. Did he call himself a healer?
No. Did he claim to heal? No. He said, it's not me that doeth the works, it's my Father that dwelleth in me. Is that right? And when he passed through the pool, by the pool of Bethesda, there are the great multitudes of people, lame, halt, blind, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. And Jesus, no, there's one man laying there. He wasn't blind. He could walk, but he had some kind of a trouble. Maybe it's prostrate trouble or tuberculosis. It's retarded. He'd had it for many, 38 years, I believe. It was not going to kill him. He's laying on a pallet, and he said, "Will thou be made whole?" And he said, "Sir, I have no one to put me in the water." I remember Jesus said he knew the man had been this way a long time. Now, he knew it. Now, he healed him and walked away and left that multitude laying there. Is that right? Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, and did that? He did. Then he was questioned. And what did he say? Now, that's St. John 5:19. Now, listen at his word. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself, but what he sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son likewise." Let's go back and see if that's true. After he was anointed of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, because the Messiah was the Anointed One. Is that right, brother? The Anointed One. He was the man. When it comes to man, he is born, eat, drink, had flesh and blood like we have. But his blood was not, he wasn't a Jew, neither was he a Gentile. He was God. See? The blood comes from the male sex. How many know that? He wasn't his mother's blood. She was Jewish. And then who was his father? Who was his father? God. Then God doesn't have blood because God is a spirit. But he created a virgin blood cell into the wombs of Mary without sexual desire. It brought forth the Son Christ Jesus. Through that blood, I'm sanctified. Through that blood, a sinner is made clean. Through that blood is what I have faith for this healing here. Through that blood changes my life. That's the blood. When he was 30 years old, the Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove. And he started his first ministry. Let's see what he did, the worst that I do. The first thing he did, we find out, there was a fellow, Andrew, went and found Peter. His name was Simon, man, and brought him to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "Your name is Simon. And your father's name is Jonas. Thou art the son of Jonas." Is that right? The first thing he did. Now, do you believe that Simon, he was a Pharisee of the church of the Pharisees, we're taught by the chronicles of the Bible, that he was a Pharisee. Therefore, he had been taught that there would be a prophet raised up, that Moses said, there will be a prophet raised up. How many knows that the Messiah was to be a prophet? "The Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me," said Moses. He is to be a God prophet. And as soon as he found out that he knew who he was, he recognized him. Then away went a fellow named Philip, went over in another country 15 miles around the mountains and found a fellow by the name of Nathanael, his friend, under a tree praying. He said, "Come see who we found, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." He said, "Now, could there be any good thing come out of Nazareth?" I think he gave me the best answer any man could give. He said, "Come and see. Just don't sit there and criticize. Come find out for yourself." And I can imagine going around the hill, and he said, "Say, you know that old fisherman you bought that some fish from that time, and he couldn't even sign that receipt, couldn't sign his name or nothing?" "Yes." "Oh, Simon, you're talking about the fisherman, the big fisherman." "Yes. He come up before this one week, known to be the Messiah, and he told him what his name was and told him his father's name." "Ah, Juan," said Nathanael, "you've gone off the deep end." But as soon as he walked up before a congregation, something like this, Jesus was perhaps ministering to the sick. He looked around, he's seen him coming, and he said, "Behold, an Israelite in whom there's no guile." Well, I took him right off his feet. How did he know he was an Israelite? Not the way he dressed, because all the Easterners dressed alike. Turban, robe. He said, "An Israelite in whom there's no guile." In other words, a guileless man, a Christian, a real believer, we call him. He said, "Rabbi," means teacher, "when did you ever know me?" Well, this is our first time ever meeting. When did you know me? He said, before Philip calls you, when you were under the tree, I saw you. What eyes? 15 miles around the mountain. I saw you before you come to the meeting under that tree. He said, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus said, because I told you that, you believe, you'll see greater than this. Then, of course, there was those standing there who said, now that man, they couldn't deny it wasn't going on, but they said, he's Beelzebub. How many knows that? Beelzebub is a fortune teller, a devil. He's doing that through the power of the devil. And Jesus said, I forgive you for that, but someday the Holy Ghost is coming to do the same thing that I do. And one word against it will never be forgiven in this world or the world to come. Because they call the Spirit of God an unclean thing. The Scripture says that. Now, we find out that many of things, he went up to Samaria, and that's another nation, another race of people, like Ham, Shem, and Japheth's people. Now, he got to the Samaritan, which is half Jew and Gentile. And a woman is at the well, and he talked to her a few minutes. He said, bring me a drink. She said, well's deep. It's not customary for you to call to a Jew, to a Jew ask a Samaritan for something like that? That we have no dealings with each other? And as it went on, the conversation went on, finally he said, go get your husband. And she went to get, she said, well, I have no husband. And is someone sick back there? All right, set her right down. Just set her down. Now, is that a minister with his hands on her? Lay your hands over on her. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, take the evil sickness off of that sister. May the power of God heal her body. We cast it away by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Don't doubt. Be all right. Amen. And so when the woman comes, and she said, he said, go get your husband. She said, I have no husband. He said, that's true. You've got five, and the one you're living with is not your husband. What did she say? Sir, listen to this now. Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. How many know that? I perceive that if you run that reference, it means that prophet that was to come. I perceive that you are the prophet. She said, we know when the Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things. Is that right? Well, that was the sign of the Messiah. And he said, I'm he that speaks to you. That same Messiah sign would be the same today as it was then. Is that right? It has to be. If Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, the works that I do, shall you also. Now, if the woman needs some air, she's sick or kind of fainting, all right, she can take her to get air, all right, if she wants to, don't just have faith, she'll be all right. Brother. Now, give your attention this way. I was going to run this line through. Just go right straight to you and pray for you. How many of you says if I do that, you believe you get well? Raise your hand. So these signs shall follow them. Believe if they lay hands on. How many in this building is strangers to me and I don't know nothing about? Raise your hand. All around, I don't know nothing about. All right. If Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever. Here. I'm a stranger to you. All right, to the new audience. Just this one or somewhere, somebody needs some help along the line with God. I don't know this man. I've never seen him. Don't know a bit more what he's standing here for or nothing. God knows. Now, if Jesus has risen from the dead, and I've told the truth about him, then if he is risen, and this is the last sign that he promised, just like he said, as it was in the days of Sodom, and that's exactly what God did in the days of Sodom. How many has been here this week to understand that? That's exactly the sign God gives to Sodom. And Jesus said it would repeat again just before his coming. How many knows the Bible says that? And the angel with his back turned and said, Abraham, where is your wife Sarah? How do you know who he was? He said, she's in the tent. And he told what he's going to happen to her. And she laughed in the tent. He said, why did she laugh? See? He said, that'll happen again before the end time. I do not know the man, never seen him. But here's the case like when our Lord and Simon met together. That's right, same way. All right, we being strangers. Now the man could be an infidel, he could be a hypocrite, he could be a Christian, he could be sick, he could be needy. I don't know. You can need finances. I don't know what he wants. He's just standing there, a man. But to you newcomers, and the man, here's my hand. I've never seen him in my life knowingly. He raised his hand, and I didn't know him, or he didn't know me. Isn't that right, sir? That's right. Raise your hand so the people see it. All right. Here's two men. Now, if Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, now, if a man's sick and needs healing, I couldn't do that. Because any redemptive blessing that Jesus died for is already paid for. Now, if Christ is your own, he could speak to you and tell you something about yourself. Is that right? It's a nervous condition. You're really extremely nervous. And besides that, you've got somebody on your mind that you're praying for. That's two children. They're in a mental hospital. That's exactly right. You're praying for them. Your name is Mr. McCree. Go home. Receive your healing. Well. You believe? Have faith in God. All right, come. Have faith. Now, just go start praying for the people. Well, wait, this woman here just a minute. I want to take a man and a woman so they can see. All right, we're strangers to each other. Jesus Christ knows us both, doesn't he? I do not know you. You don't know me, so we're strangers. But you're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. You've already accepted your healing last night. That's true. All right. But you're here for your husband. He isn't here. He's in the state of Oregon. He's got cancer, and he's backslid, and you're here for him. That's right. That's thus saith the Lord. Don't believe. Have faith in God. You believe? Now let's pray now. How many of the newcomers believe now? Raise up your hand. Say, I believe. God bless you. Good. All right, now, to get this line through, I've got them all standing here. Let's just pray for them. Lay our hands on them as they pass by. All right. The Lord knows what it's all about. Let's come, sister. Now, Father God, I'm praying and laying hands while the anointing of the Holy Spirit is on me for this woman. Go home, be made well. Believe with all your heart and get well.
Amen.
See, it's the Holy Spirit's here. You believe it. You believe it? See? It isn't. When that people pass by because they didn't say it, that don't mean that they didn't get healed. See, he's still here. Here, this woman. We're strangers to one another. The Lord Jesus knows us both. You believe he can reveal to me what your trouble is? All right? You have a nervous condition. Bother with your head. Complications. You believe he knows you? Your name's Alice Wilson. You live at 204. That's right. It's your street number. You believe it's your heel now? Go home. God bless you. You believe, sister? See you living. You believe God will heal you? In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be healed. Come.
Amen.
You believe, my brother?
Yeah, I believe.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may you receive your healing. Remember, that same name that made John jump when he was dead has been called over you while the anointing of the Holy Ghost is here. Go rejoice.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, heal this my brother. Make him well in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come, my sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be made well. Come, my sister. Leaving now? In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands upon her. You said these signs shall follow them. May she be healed. Amen. You believe, my brother? In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay hands upon my brother for his healing. Amen. Come now. Leave with all your heart. But you're not for yourself, for somebody else. They got cancer. They live in Arkansas. Go believing, you'll get well. Just keep believing. Keep praying. Keep praying.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
You believe? Go get your hamburger now. That old nervous stomach. In the name of Jesus Christ, sitting right back there, a little bit of eye trouble. God makes you well. Go home, be well. Jesus Christ heals you. In the name of Jesus Christ, may my sister be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, may my sister be. It's so far back. Right back here in the middle, these two women. One of them has varicose veins. One sitting next to her has something wrong with her neck and bowel trouble. Eyes up. Jesus Christ, make you well. Hallelujah. Believe. They were sitting there praying for her. That's what did it. Pray for one another. Have faith. See? Just have faith in God. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Come, my Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Just a little more. Oh, Lord God, heal this little crippled boy. May he walk and be well. Bless our sister. Heal her in Jesus' name. Heal my brother, Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Come, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, may my sister be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, may my brother be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, may my brother be healed. Sitting right back here, looking at me on the end of the row, lay there with hip and back trouble. Jesus Christ makes you well. Go home and believe. God bless you. How do you do? Is this? We're strangers to one another, sir. I don't know you. I've never seen you. We're just man that's met here on earth. That's all. You believe that the God of heaven raised up his son Jesus, knows you. You believe that? That's good faith. If God can tell me what your trouble is, you believe me to be his servant? You got arthritis, for one thing. You can't hardly get up of the morning. That's right. Then you have liver trouble. And you're a Catholic by faith. That's right. You got a friend with you. He's sitting right there. You believe God can tell me what his trouble is? You believe it? He has trouble with his leg, his knees. He's got complications like that. That's right, isn't it? Everything is gone. Go home and be well, both of you. Jesus Christ makes you well, sir. Amen. Amen. Do you believe all things are possible? Only believe. How many of the rest of you believe? With all your hearts. Now, the Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. We haven't got time to call any more prayer cards. It's after 10. Lay your hands over on one another. I'll pray for you from right here. I don't care what your trouble is. Just lay your hands on one another. I don't care what your trouble is. The Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. The Holy Ghost is making me happy. He's making you happy. So it's the same God. Every one of you, everywhere, lay your hands across one another and believe with all that's in you. O Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, I now rebuke the devil, the power of the enemy. Satan, you can't hold these people any longer. They believe the word, just as Mary did. They're accepting the word, just like Mary did. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of them, thou evil spirits of sickness and affliction. Leave the people that they might be made well. Here. Right here. Can't you see that light? Look here. Hanging right here. It's right over a colored woman. Sitting right here. She's praying about her eyes. She's got trouble with her eyes. That's right, isn't it, lady? Raise up to your feet. You were sitting out praying for that, wasn't you? You had your request. Go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. Just have faith. Right back here, a lady sitting there, Spanish looking,
She has a red coat on. She's from Arizona. She has complications. That's right. This is Fernandez. It's correct. You're nervous, have depressed feelings, nervous and tore up. Return home to your home. It's left you. Your faith has made you whole. That you might believe me to be his servant. There's a little Mexican woman sitting by you. She got something on her arm like a cast. That really isn't her trouble. It's the domestic troubles what's bothering her. That is right, isn't it, lady? Raise up your hand if that's true. Now go and may God give you, women, the desire of your heart. Amen. Tell me what they touched. What did they touch? They touched the high priest. I don't know them, never seen them in my life. They're total strangers to me. What about you, the white woman sitting here? Got trouble with your head and a nervous, depressed feeling. That's right, you sitting right there. That's right, raise up to your feet. Claim your healing. I don't know you, do a lady. All right, go home and receive your healing now. That thrill that little lady sitting next to you is so bad. I don't know you, do a lady. No? You believe God can tell me now while we're in contact with the Spirit, like the woman at the well? You believe God can tell me what your trouble is? You can? Diabetes. That's true. That's right, isn't it? Stand up on your feet and accept your healing. I don't know you now, but that's what your trouble was. I see you got some more trouble, too. That trouble's with a man. That's your husband. He's at home. He has a stroke. He's been operated on also. That thus saith the Lord. You believe now? Return home. Be made well. Jesus Christ, make you well. You believe? Somebody else believe? This man sitting here with a gray suit on kind of looked and kind of wondering. What do you think about it, sir? You believe? You don't know what to do, do you? Maybe if I tell you, if you'd believe right now, that heart trouble would leave you. What about that? Would you believe it with all your heart? You do believe it now? Raise up your hands then and get out of that old stoop. Come on. Raise up to your feet and accept your healing and be made well. Jesus Christ heals you. Amen. What a feeling that is. Amen. God bless you, sir. Go home. See, it just takes a little something to happen to you. What do you think about it? You helped him up there, lady. That's a nice thing to do, sitting next to him there. That's very nice. I appreciate that. So did God. I don't know you, do I? But God does know you, doesn't he? You're in trouble also. Isn't that right? You believe God can tell me what your trouble is with all your heart? Well, you just have complications. The doctor don't even know what to say is the matter with you. You've been in and out of hospitals and operations and everything. Isn't that right? Now, if that's true, stand on your feet. If you believe Jesus makes you well now, raise up your hand and praise the Lord. All right? Go home and be well. The hospital days are over for you. You believe God? Lady sitting there shaking her head right back there, just so thrilled with the praises of God. Got a hernia. You believe that God will make you well? Got a little white collar, something around like that. When you're shaking your head just like that, praising God, something come over you, didn't it? That's when that light standing right over you now there. Amen. There it is. Believe it, accept it. Go home and believe it, and you'll get well. Amen. Do you love him? Say, praise the Lord. Now, have faith in God. Now what's the prayer card got to do with it? So when that critic tells you anything like that, you just take your head and point it towards Calvary and keep moving on. You touch his garment, he's here, the Son of God. Amen. Now that makes me so weak you can see the perspiration on my hand. It's vision. Now if you in a prayer line here, let's just pass you. And all you people out there, now you appreciate out there so much. Now, will you help me pray, all you ministers and everybody, help me pray for these people. How many will pledge their prayer to these people? Raise up your hand. Pledge their prayer. Now, brethren, remember, not only my prayer, your prayer. Your prayer. The prayer of the faith shall save the sick. All of you pray together while we pray and pass these people down the line here, asking God to bless them and heal them. Now, you pray with me. All you people go to believe now as you pass through? All right, believe with all your heart. You shall receive what you ask for. Now, you're aware that the Holy Spirit's here. But if I stop with each one of you, I'd faint after a few. How many knows that that's Bible? Daniel saw one vision, and it troubled him at his head for many days. Is that right? A one woman touched the border of his garment, just like you did, and he said, I perceive that what? Virtue, strength has gone from me. That was the Son of God. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Why could it be more? Because he said, more than this shall you do, for I go unto my Father. It's to fulfill his word. I'm weak now, so pray with me. You all believe with me. When we come by, the Holy Spirit here, know that he's going to do it. Let us pray. Now, sister, you believe God's going to heal you? Lord God, make her well, I pray in Jesus' name. Come, my brethren. All this great grand church of God praying for you. In Jesus' name, I speak this wonderful name over you. May he be healed. God bless you. Now, sister, it's going to be right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let her be healed. A young fellow sitting there in the corner wiping his eyes. Suffering with a heart trouble. That is right, isn't it, young man? You've got to go get some x-rays pretty soon. That's right, you got a bad heart. You believe Jesus Christ makes you well now? The x-rays won't be necessary. Your faith is saved. Jesus Christ. Just have faith in God. I hear. Look at this light here. Can you see that? Look. See that light hanging right here? There's a woman. She's kind of a middle-aged or a little in the elderly side. She's sitting right here. The woman has a rare trouble. She's got something wrong with her nerve. It's cancer on the nerve, and it's went into sclerosis. That's right. The lady is shaking her head, looking right at me. Raise your hand, lady, if those things are true. All right? There's no cure for that. Stand up to your feet so the people can see you and make a witness. There's no cure for that, only through Jesus Christ. Do you accept him as your healer now? Raise up your hand to him if you accept him as your healer. God bless you. Go home and get well in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now you believe with all your heart? Now then, people, I do not know them. What about someone else? Would you just believe, dare to believe? Here sits a man sitting right here on the end of the seat. He's hungry for something real. He's hungry and thirsty to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's thus saith the Lord. That's right, isn't it, sir? Stand up to your feet and give a witness. I do not know you, do I? I've never seen you in my life. You're just sitting there praying for that. You're going to receive it. Christ is going to give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You believe now? All your hearts? Just have faith in God. Just a moment. Here's the lady sitting right here. There's a man looking at me, sitting right here. He's got it just in front of you there, sir, next to the... I believe he's Spanish. Maybe he doesn't speak English. Yes, you have it. Yes, you. Pain in your side. That's right, isn't it, sir? That's right. Well, it's all over now. You can go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. Your loved wife sitting there next to you. All right? Do you look at me in the face? Do you believe me to be God's prophet? I don't know you, do I? I can't speak your words. I don't know nothing about you. But that's the truth. Your wife sitting there has diabetes. That's right. Stand up, lady, if that's right. That's your daughter sitting next there, young girl. That's right. Stand up, sister, to your feet. All right? She just suffered with a nervous breakdown. That's thus saith the Lord. It's all over for you tonight, sister. You can go home. The devil lost his hope. Your faith has made you whole. Praise be to the living God. Do you believe it? Is your eyes open now? Look, if God opens your eyes now, believe with all your heart. Do this now to all you people that has a need of God. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Is that right? These signs shall... Oh, it's just coming everywhere now. The man sitting right there with that black-looking jacket on with green stripes in it, sitting right back there, the angel Lord's right over him, looking right at me. The man is suffering with some kind of a cyst on his body. That is right. All right. Your troubles are over now. You can go home and be made well. All right. It's just everywhere. It's all over the building. Everywhere. Do you believe it? Now lay your hands on each other. Put your hands over on one another. I'm trying to save as much strength as I can for tomorrow. This ought to open your eyes, friend. The Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Now, you pray for the person you got your hands on. Don't pray for yourself. Pray for the person you got your hands on, and they'll be praying for you. And then, if your eyes is open to the presence of Jesus Christ, who promises, there won't be a sick person in our midst. I'm going to pray for you all together. These ministers are going to pray for you. And I want all the crippled to get up and walk out. All the blind, you'll see. All the deaf to hear. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, whose presence is here, grant the healing of every person that these handkerchiefs represent. And every person that's got their hands laying on each other, may the Holy Ghost come in such power that will open the eyes of the hot running oil of the Holy Ghost and make every one of these people completely whole. Grant it, Lord. Hear my prayer as I pray for them and cast out every demon power of unbelief. May the devil that's trying to hold them and make them disbelieve, Satan, come out of them. In the name of Jesus, leave them. Come out of them and let these people go. You are defeated. You are exposed. You have no legal right. And we stand as the servants of Christ and serve a notice on you. To leave these people go. They are God's people. It's just been spoke by Revelation tonight that he's trying to take the people across the Red Sea. And now they're going towards the promised land. You can't stand in their way any longer. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus Christ. There it is. Now receive it while it's on you. Rise to your feet, every one of you, and give him praise. That's it. Raise to your feet. That's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That's it. Rise up, every one of you. Stand to your feet. Give him praise. That's the sign that opens your eyes. Stand up. Give him praise. Hallelujah. This is it. This is it. The power of God, the healing of the sick, the saving of the lost. God, here now, the Holy Spirit shed forth his power over the building. And he's here now, and you have received it. Your eyes are open now. Can you see his presence? Can you see what he's doing for his people? God bless you. I pronounce every one of you that believes healed in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Here, every cripple, here comes man and people sitting in chairs. Here comes women standing on their feet that was crippled, standing up walking to the glory of God. Say, Dad, come here, take that cane and throw it down if you want to believe God and go and walk without it. Sister standing out there with the old canes laying around you. Get up, rise up everywhere. This is it. Believe it. There's the Holy Spirit right among the people. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. I will praise him.
Isn't this wonderful? Don't you love this? Grab a hold of somebody's hand and shake their hand and say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Pentecost in action. The Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Knock and open the doors all in. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How we love Him, praise Him. Let's raise up our hands now. Praise Him. Give Him praise, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise be to God. Just praise Him in your own way. Raise up your hand. Praise Him. Praise Him. Give Him glory. We'll praise Him. Praise.